We're checking in on a brain health supplement that is not strictly regulated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and what a nationwide class action settlement could mean for the supplement industry. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Prevagen is made by Madison-based Quincy Bioscience. They claim their supplement boosts cognitive function for aging adults.
Can a protein originally found in a jellyfish improve your memory? Our scientists say yes. Researchers have discovered a protein that actually supports healthier brain function. It's the breakthrough in a supplement called Prevagen.
Have you taken Prevagen? What attracted you to the supplement? Did it help your memory or did you not notice? We're at 800-642-1234. Kiara Eisner is an investigative journalist. Her recent piece in Wired is called Americans Took Prevagen for Years as the FDA Questioned Its Safety. Kiara, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, give us a thumbnail sketch, if you would, of what Prevagen claims to be.
Sure. So Prevagen hit the market in 2007. And since then, the founder has been claiming that Prevagen can help Alzheimer's disease, it can help people with dementia, and basically improve memory loss, which is something that up until now, there is no actual cure for. There have been over 100 clinical trials trying to find a medicine that can cure Alzheimer's and can cure dementia, but there's nothing that's been approved by the FDA for this. So I think this has been trying to fill in that hole and really market to people who are aging and who are desperate for a cure for memory loss.
What types of trials or studies have been done over the past 13 years this has been on the market for Prevagen?
Yeah, so Prevagen, there's been one study that was done in the late 2010s, around that time in Madison. It was called the Madison Memory Study. And they got some local people, just over 200, to participate. But the results of the study have been questioned by the FTC, who's been suing Quincy Bioscience, which is the company that makes Prevagen. They say that the company basically cherry-picked from the results, and the company itself admits that there was no statistically significant result from the whole sample showing that Prevagen is effective when compared with the placebo. And yet, in its advertisements, it claims that it's been clinically tested and clinically proven and uses this kind of language to market it.
Was the study funded by the company itself?
It was. It was funded by the company itself, and it was published in a quote-unquote peer-reviewed journal, which, you know, I found out the editor-in-chief, his medical license was suspended. And in fact, the company had a history of advertising with the journal itself. I ordered a version of the physical copy that the research was published in. And if you open the front page, the back of the very edition that the research was published in has a full page ad for Prevagen. So
wow.
There is clear conflict of interest there. Nowhere in the whole research that was published in 2016 in that edition is conflict of interest mentioned or any kind of bias mentioned, even though Mark Underwood, who is one of the co-founders and is from Wisconsin, was one of the authors of the study.
Well, explain a little bit about who this Mark Underwood is and how he developed Prevagen.
So Mark Underwood was raised close to Mosinee and graduated from high school there. He then studied in University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, where he got a Bachelor's of Arts in Psychology, though he claims in the advertising to have studied neuroscience and be a neuroscientist, sometimes he says too. And he founded the company in 2007 with his co-founder, Mike Beeman, and they've been running it together ever since from Madison.
We're talking with reporter Kiara Eisner about her piece in Wired on the claims of the supplement Prevagen and how the FDA has responded to it. Have you ever taken Prevagen? What attracted you to the supplement? Did it have side effects? Did you feel or have any memory improvements with taking it? Join in at 800-642-1234 with your experience. Kiara mentioned that there have been claims or false advertisements here in terms of what Prevagen is claiming that it will do. And earlier this year, the company settled a nationwide class action lawsuit alleging false advertising. What do you see on the litigation front here on in terms of its advertising?
Yeah, so there were seven open class action lawsuits that were preliminarily settled this July. There was one case in Florida that the lawyers were the lead on the settlement terms there. And basically what it is it's saying that everyone who took Prevagen since 2007 through July of this year had the opportunity, they had a short period of time to file a claim. And if they filed a claim with receipts of Prevagen, they could receive up to $70. If they had no receipts, they could receive up to $12. Now, let me put that in context. If you buy a month's supply of the extra strength Prevagen, which is the grade in the middle because they sell a professional strength and they sell a regular strength, that's going to run you $60. So they're saying at most from this lawsuit, if you have receipts, you can get $70. If you don't have receipts, you get far less than just one bottle of Prevagen. And again, we're talking about people who have memory loss and you're asking them to provide receipts. So I talked to multiple class action lawyers who know this field, and many feel that this settlement was unfair and even told me it was unethical. But the time to apply for a claim is unfortunately over, though the terms of the settlement will be officially settled in November. So we'll have to see whether the judge decides that the terms are fair or not. Otherwise, the FTC, like I mentioned, they filed a claim against Prevagen, Quincy Bioscience, really, the company that makes Prevagen, in 2017. And that's a false advertising suit as well. They filed it along with the New York Attorney General's office, and that suit is still ongoing.
So what's inside the bottle? What are the safety concerns? What about this jellyfish protein?
Yeah, so in the advertising, especially in the early days, the company really leaned on the fact that this was a jellyfish ingredient. And multiple people that I talked to who took Prevagen told me that this was part of the reason why they were attracted to it. They felt like there was something really scientific here, that this was natural because it was a jellyfish ingredient. But actually, the product, the ingredient inside is synthetic. It's made in a lab. It's grown from E. coli bacteria in a fermentation process. And it's not made from actual jellyfish at all. It's a synthetic ingredient. It's an artificial ingredient. And when it was put into Prevagen capsules, that was the first time this synthetic lab-grown ingredient was ever on the market.
Journalist Kiara Eisner has been reporting on the brain health supplement Prevagen. Its makers, Quincy Bioscience, are based in Madison. Do you think the FDA should regulate supplements more, or do you think it's better that they're not highly regulated so consumers have more options? Do you take supplements and believe in their claims? Join in, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a minute with Kiara Eisner here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The dietary supplements industry is big business. The market in the U.S. is estimated to be worth $46 billion. We're looking at the brain function supplement Prevagen that is at the center of class action lawsuits about false claims and its labeling and what the FDA is doing to take a stand when false claims go too far. What do you consider truth in advertising for supplements? What is a false or misleading claim? What do you want to know about the FDA's oversight of dietary supplements? Join in at 800-642-1234. Journalist Kiara Eisner reported on the brain health supplement Prevagen for Wired, and she stays with us. Kiara, bring in the FDA here because, you know, shouldn't the FDA be stepping in and at least, you know, providing a disclaimer that it can't prove these claims?
Yeah, so the FDA is definitely an important player here. Because this product has a synthetic ingredient, the company had to submit special documentation basically supporting that it was safe before it could hit the market. Now, most supplements don't have to do this. If you don't have a synthetic ingredient, you can just start selling right away. But because this had a synthetic lab-made ingredient that had never been on the market before or in the human diet, they had to submit special documentation. They submitted this documentation late, and basically by the time the FDA responded and said, hey, this product might be adulterated, you don't have permission to sell it, the product had already been on sale since September, and they were responded in December. So 3 months they had already been on sale. And that was the start of the company's relationship with the FDA. For 9 years, the FDA questioned Prevagen's safety, and mostly that happened behind closed doors. So in 2012, after an inspection in 2011, the FDA released a warning letter, which was really the only public indication that consumers had that the FDA had concerns about safety at all. And this happened, they were inspecting the company through 2018.
So very slow, not a lot of transparency there for consumers.
Certainly. I think the transparency issue is a serious one. You know, even in 2018, when the FDA did issue a closeout letter to kind of say that the company had met all of the, had addressed all of the violations adequately that were raised in 2012, that letter wasn't made public. They're supposed to be made public. So there are clear issues here with transparency, for sure.
Let's bring in a call now. Tracy is with us from Trevor. And Tracy, I understand you took Prevagen.
I did. I took Prevagen. It was last year. And when I took it, I started realizing that my nose, the tip of my nose, started feeling tingly and almost like there were bugs on it. And I was like, well, that's weird. And throughout the day, I'm like, I kept hitting it, you know, like hitting my nose, going, why does it feel like that? And so I was taking Prevagen. I'm in my, you know, lower 50s and for memory. And honestly, what did attract me was a little bit of the that ingredient. My gosh, my mind just went blank.
The jellyfish protein?
The jellyfish, yes. Mm. The jellyfish. That did. I started thinking, oh, well, you know, maybe they found something in that, just like you had said. And so I eventually stopped taking it because it was happening every single day. And then I, after a while, a couple of months went by, I'm like, well, maybe it was just something else. So I'll try it again to redo it. And sure enough, it happened again. And that's when I stopped using it.
Oh, wow. Wow. Kiara, what do you say to this? I mean, look at that side effect.
Yeah, so this is really common. I mean, the FDA has over 4,000 records of adverse events that were submitted by different people who took Prevagen. Some of these were really serious, and there were dozens of serious adverse events that the company knew about and did not report to the FDA. Now, that is a violation. It's a very serious one. We're talking about reports of seizures, of mini strokes, of raised blood pressure. To be considered serious, somebody had to have basically a disability result from their illness or have to have been hospitalized. There are a couple of qualifications you have to meet. And again, the law requires that when supplement companies hear of these kind of serious adverse events, that they report them to the FDA. And time after time, the FDA found that though the company was receiving these reports from consumers, they were not telling the FDA about them. So I'm not surprised to hear that that unfortunately there were these adverse events because there were thousands that the FDA knows about.
We're talking with journalist Kiara Eisner about her article in Wired on the brain health supplement Prevagen made by a Madison-based bioscience company. Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Karen now in Toma. Hi, Karen.
Hi there. I just kind of have a broad opinion here. I feel like vitamins and supplements are over-marketed these days, and that a lot of the things that, you know, you see on the shelves, you don't really research them enough, and you don't know if you truly need them. So I just think that if you think that you need a vitamin or supplement, you should either contact your doctor or a specialist before buying or trying to get a prescription for that kind of thing.
Karen, thank you for that. What do you think of that advice, Kiara? Do your homework, talk to your doctor.
I think that's great advice. Doctors can be a great resource, and you know, they can probably tell you that as much as a supplement company, you know, can try to persuade you that it can do something for your brain, you know, there's no cure for Alzheimer's or dementia, unfortunately. There's no known cure, and they can probably tell you a little bit about the FDA's process and the difference between a supplement and a drug. Drugs are go through heavy clinical trials with the FDA. And I'm not saying that's a perfect process, but it's much more diligent than what supplements go through. Most supplements can hit the market immediately without any kind of proof of safety. So it's up to the companies to report adverse events like the ones we just heard about so that the FDA knows that something's going on. If they don't, then that product can remain on the market and people can continue taking it, none the wiser.
Prevagen is still on the market. Why is that?
Well, you know, I'd say it's making money for the people who are selling it. So you can buy it at CVS, you can buy it at Walgreens, you can buy it at Walmart, you can buy it online. You know, it makes money for the TV networks that run its commercials. There's money to be made off of supplements, and that's my opinion of why it's on the market.
What did the FDA tell you about this? When, you know, I would imagine you tried to get some type of word from them, some type of interview.
Of course, yeah. I spoke to the directors of the Dietary Health Supplement Division, two of them, who served while Prevagen was being investigated by the FDA. And, you know, what they told me was that the FDA really looked into Prevagen and really did a bunch of inspections and took it seriously. And that's true. There were inspection after inspection that showed that there were manufacturing issues, that there were adverse event reporting issues. Ultimately, what I thought was really key was that one of these former directors of the FDA told me that, look, they studied it as much as they could, but ultimately, they couldn't prove to the extent required under the FDA Act that there was a serious danger to consumer hearers. And I think that shows that it's just really difficult to get something off the market, even when there is evidence of safety issues.
It's almost like you have to show an overabundance of proof, even though there are so many consumers who have you know, lodged side effects, you know, Tracy being one of them.
I think that's correct. You do have to reach a very high standard.
What did Prevagen tell you?
So they maintain that they're
or Quincy Bioscience, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They say the advertising has been fair. They say, you know, they deny that that they have been participating in false advertising. And, you know, they say that their product is generally recognized as safe or GRAS. What's interesting about that is that the company did file, you know, generally recognized as safe documentation. Now, that's documentation that's usually filed for food products. Mm-hmm. By doing that, They kind of they do what experts told me was basically participate in a loophole, which gets their product on the market as a food product, and then they can sell it as a supplement. So it's a loophole there. And actually, the documentation that they filed, the GRAS documentation, they eventually withdrew in 2015. But the FDA says that even if you withdraw that kind of documentation, you can still claim it. So they claim it's generally recognized as safe, even though they withdrew their own documentation claiming it was safe.
Kiara, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Kiara Eisner is an investigative reporter at the state newspaper in South Carolina, has reported on the brain health supplement Prevagen for Wired. And we reached out to Quincy Bioscience by email yesterday seeking a statement on Prevagen and did not hear back. Coming up, we talk with an attorney about the impending lawsuits in the wake of the presidential election. ProPublica has a guide to election laws and lawsuits. That's after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.